We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally as your mayor of PHNX. This is my vice mayor and your thunderstick, Jesse Friedman.
We have breaking news,
Breaking mystery news?
Yeah, I guess they didn't actually mention Zach Davies by name, but Diamondbacks name their Saturday starter as TBA, I think it's pretty clear what
spoiler
they're
alert
about.
Jesse, we'll get to that in a second. You gotta let the people get in here first. You gotta tantalize them a little bit. Welcome into the PHNX D-back show. We do have some breaking news to get to, but first I just wanted to settle something from the other day. Obviously we know that the Arizona Diamondbacks kind of had a miserable loss yesterday, and we're not thrilled with that. Or not yesterday. Today's the day off. Yesterday I wanted to forget that game altogether. Hard to when we did a watch along and we're to blame. But we did find out that there was possibly somebody else at fault for the Arizona Diamondbacks loss. And yes, you could say it's Trey Turner, but we would like to say it's Trey Turner's mom. Mm. Trey Turner's mom is who we're going to blame for the Arizona Diamondbacks loss. We're still hanging it on the bullpen, don't get me wrong, but Trey Turner's mom apparently sent him a text telling him she was booing him after he struck out in the seventh inning of that final game between the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. And as you may know, what happened there in the bottom of the ninth was quite different. But I guess the idea there is, while he didn't actually see the text message, Jesse, because
he was
in the dugout, his phone was probably in the clubhouse, probably in his locker, he didn't get a chance to see it. Is the universal energy of a disappointed parent enough to get Trey Turner out of his slump? Because I think that's what we saw happen, right?
Like, yeah,
it was just out there in the universe and he felt the energy. And it compelled him to change himself.
I mean, I think the majority of the blame still has to fall on Sean DePaz. I don't think
Sean DeLoss is not getting away with this one. No, for sure. It's definitely on Sean. But yeah, there's a lot of people you could blame. But of course, the one that we want to blame is the Arizona Diamondbacks bullpen.
Is Derek for playing ads on his computer.
You know what? It was actually muted first and then I did it. But anyway, we want to blame the bullpen, of course, because the bullpen was the reason why the Diamondbacks actually lost that game. But believe it or not, the Arizona Diamondbacks bullpen has not been nearly as bad as we want to believe that they are, right? I think a lot of it is still the residual feelings left over from last season, where we were very hurt by the bullpen, yeah, and didn't know when we could trust or believe in them again. However, there are some pretty good numbers that would say that this bullpen is vastly improved from what we saw last season.
Yeah, maybe vastly is a slight overstatement,
okay.
A little bit, but but yeah, the bullpen is better for sure. Yeah. Last year, the Diamondbacks bullpen had a 4.58 ERA. This year, it's down to 4.40, which is not an enormous difference.
To be fair, though,
you're
just doing it through. Are you doing it through this point of the season last year?
No.
This is the entire
season last year compared to the 50 games that we played so far this season. So a 4.58 ERA down to 4.40 this year. A 1.39 WHIP last year.
Okay.
1.34 this year. So those numbers aren't that great. Different, right? There are a few numbers that are different in pretty significant ways, though. Last year, the Diamondbacks bullpen had a 19.7% strikeout rate, which was the lowest in baseball. It's honestly terrible. This year, that's up to 23.2%. Last year, that was they ranked 30th in the league, dead last in strikeout rate. This year, 22nd. So still not great. I think you'd still like to see them have a little bit more swing and miss in the back end of that bullpen, but it is vastly improved from last year. The number that has changed the most, though, Derek, is this quirky thing called win probability added, which I think for bullpens is actually really important because a scoreless inning in a blowout game is not nearly as valuable as a scoreless inning in a close game.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Win probability added accounts for that, right? It's how much, you know, did such and such a reliever's performance improve or take away from your team's chance of winning that game. Win probability added just basically adds up those numbers over the course of a season. Last year, the D-backs were dead last at -7.3, which is awful. You know, I mean, that's where you get 7, 8, 9 wins last year that you could just directly attribute to the Diamondbacks bullpen. I think last year the league average bullpen had like +2 win probability added. The Diamondbacks were at -7. So that's like 9 games off of the league average. This bullpen maybe didn't cost the D-backs 40 games last year, as a lot of people want to make the case for. But there is a very good case.
I'm one of those people that wants to make that case.
You can't just look at the 41 bullpen losses and say that, you know, the bullpen... the D-backs should have won all 41 of those games.
But
you can make a case based on this number that it was maybe like 9 or 10, which is what we talked about the whole offseason.
And what we talked about specifically was those 9 or 10 making a huge difference when it came to where the bullpen ended up as far as ranking, instead of being one of the, if not the worst bullpen in baseball, I think, next to the Nationals. They would have factored in more around the, you know, I guess average, middle of the pack, probably around 20th or something with 30 losses. It was just that the Diamondbacks were so close, you know, and those 9, 10 losses we talk about that were the really unnecessary runs, the ones that are really excessive, those are the ones that prevented them from making the playoffs and coming close to that above 500 record.
Even if the difference is only 9 or 10 wins, I mean, that turns a 74 win season into like an 83 or an 84 win season. Yeah. And then suddenly you're kind of right there in the mix. This year the D-backs are at positive 0.6 win probability added, which ranks 9th in baseball. They're actually in the top half of the league. So despite these enormous meltdowns that we've had over the last few weeks, and there have been several of them, on the whole, the D-backs have actually, the bullpen has actually helped the Diamondbacks win games more than it has hurt them altogether.
Absolutely.
Maybe a little bit hard to believe. But
we don't really talk about those. Or we don't really, honestly, when and I think I may have said this yesterday or may have said it before the show to Jesse, we don't really focus on when the bullpen comes in and does its job. Sometimes we make jokes about it. Sometimes we say, wow, that was such an uneventful 9th inning from Andrew Chafin. He just came in and got 3 outs and the game ended. What? I don't know. I don't know what to do with that, right? Because this bullpen has made things exciting all year, but really it's just been probably a third of the performances from the bullpen that either made it exciting or turned things in the opposite direction. I think Lavallo is still focusing on who he can trust and who he can rely on. And I don't know if he has a good gauge of that yet. I mean, Jose Ruiz, like we've talked about, has been being used in high leverage situations. So far, he's had some success in those situations, but not consistent enough for him to be used, I think, the way that Lavallo is using him. But again, I think the bullpen is, in my estimation, I feel like the bullpen is going to get better. I feel like we're going to see Joe Mantiply come back. I think that we might get some additional pieces, maybe from the farm system. Maybe they make that decision to make one of the three that doesn't end up in the starting rotation when it comes to Ryan Nelson, Dre Jameson, and Tommy Henry into a bullpen arm. Who knows? But it's definitely an area they need to address. And if they can... if they can improve some of these numbers, because they're still in the bottom, you know, bottom 10 teams as far as a lot of these categories go for bullpen numbers, they really could be a contender. And that's crazy, because I feel like we've said that in a positive way. We've said that kind of an encouraging way, but I don't know if we've ever really felt like this Diamondbacks team could actually be a contender this season. The way things are going for them, I mean, the role players, the guys we didn't expect to be this good, they're taking care of business, and it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, they're 29 and 21, Derek. And, you know, even though you feel like the D-backs have, you could make a pretty good case that they've left three wins just kind of out there over the last couple of weeks.
For sure.
They, I mean, I guess if they would won all three of those games, they'd be 32 and 18, which is insane. I mean, if the, like if we were actually here talking about a 32 and 18 Diamondbacks team, yeah. the D-backs would have one of the best records in all of baseball. And they still do have one of the best records in all of baseball, honestly. At 29 and 21, we've reached the 50-game point in the season, which I always view as having some significance. You don't necessarily know exactly what every team around the league is after 50 games. There's nothing magical about reaching this point in the year, but it does feel like it's you've kind of reached a point in the season where you've played enough games where you have a decent sense of what every team around the league
yeah.
is going to be.
Yeah.
And so far, even despite some of these painful losses that the D-backs have had, they're sitting in a really good spot right now with 29 wins.
Well, we did say we had some breaking news for you, and that was courtesy of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were just nice enough to give us this little tidbit right before we went on air. But the probables for the series against the Red Sox have officially changed. The Arizona Diamondbacks sent out an email this morning saying that Brandon Pfaadt will in fact start on Friday. On Saturday, they sent us a TBA. And on Sunday, they moved Merrill Kelly from where he would have started on Sunday or on Saturday out to Sunday. So that leads us to believe that this is what we will see. Zach Davies making his return to the lineup on Saturday in between Brandon Pfaadt and Merrill Kelly.
Is this the D-backs going to a six-man rotation? Is that what's happening right now, Derek? Because it sure looks like it.
Is it simply because you were convinced that Brandon Pfaadt was going to be the man that they removed from the rotation? Is that the reason why you say that?
Well, I mean, they're not removing Brandon Pfaadt from the rotation, right? At least not yet. So
does that mean it could still be Tommy Henry or Ryan Nelson?
I guess it could be. They would have to do a little bit of gymnastics in order to get that to work. But I still have a bit of a hard time believing that the Diamondbacks will do that when it's all said and done. My guess is they're just going to give the ball to Brandon Pfaadt on Friday and just kind of see what happens and figure it out from there. Maybe they're just sort of kicking it down the road. They don't want to make this decision. They don't have the heart to tell any of these starting pitchers to go down to Reno.
I don't have the heart for that. No, absolutely not. I couldn't look Brandon Pfaadt in that wholesome face and tell him that he has to go down. What if he teared up? I'd never forget that as long as I lived. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night thinking about that. But it does appear Zach Davies is back. And who knows what the Arizona Diamondbacks do. Is it the craziest thing to go with a six-man rotation?
Yeah, this is interesting because it does set up Zach Gallen to be pitching on a lot of rest, right?
Yeah.
Because you've got five starters to cycle through, right? So it'd be Brandon Pfaadt Friday, Davies Saturday, Kelly Sunday. Then if both Henry and Ryan Nelson make their start, then you have Zach Gallen pitching after an off day and all five of those guys pitching.
Two off days, because there's an off day today and there's an off day on May 31st, right?
Is there an off day on May 31st? Here we are not knowing the Diamondback schedule.
You have June 1st there. Sorry.
Yeah. The problem is that I don't know how many days there are in the month of May. That's the problem. So Zach Gallen would line up to start on May 31st when he started yesterday on May 24th. So that would be a 6 days rest for Zach Gallen, which is a lot of rest. I guess maybe the Diamondbacks would be potentially comfortable doing that. But it sort of feels like that's what they're going to do because I don't really see the Diamondbacks going away from Tommy Henry or Ryan Nelson in their next starts. I could see them the next time around nixing one of those guys potentially. But I guess they've just decided that this time around they're going to go with six men in the rotation. That's what this looks like.
That's what Joey Hill asked. He said, can they send down Pfaadt after his start and bring up Davies? Yeah, they can insert Davies in. Brandon Pfaadt, but a corresponding move needs to be made in order for Davies to come back. So
yeah,
that like maybe Brandon Pfaadt makes his start and then maybe he gets sent down after his start.
It's just weird. It's like what happens if Brandon Pfaadt gives you like six innings of one run ball or something against the Red Sox? So you're going to be like, tough luck, kid. We're sending you down to Reno so that we can bring Zach Davies up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of what this looks like.
And then Zach Davies comes up and gives up seven earned runs in his first outing. Right.
Right. But then Brandon Fott is just gonna sit in Reno regardless. So yeah, it's an interesting situation. But what it looks like is that the Diamondbacks are taking one turn. They're basically committing themselves to one turn through the rotation with six men. Which yes, it does have your ace starting on 6 days rest, which is a little weird. But I guess they're all right with that. And then they can just circle back to this the next time through the rotation. And you know, maybe if Brandon Fott struggles, then he gets removed. Maybe there's still a possibility that Tommy Henry or Ryan Nelson could be removed if they struggle in their outing. So there's a lot of different things on the table here. And I guess the D-backs just said, you know, even though Tommy Henry and Ryan Nelson have looked better of late, looked better than Brandon Fott, they're not ready to send Brandon Fott down at this point. So we'll just have to kind of see where this goes.
I don't like this seems, I don't, if I struggle, do I get removed? Is that the way that this works?
It is. Yes, it is.
God damn it. I don't like that pressure. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, we thank you guys.
The flip side is like, even if you don't struggle, right, then you might get sent down anyway. That's sort of what this looks like.
That's not fair to me at all.
Them's the rules, Derek.
Oh, man, I hate sports. Anyway. We thank you guys for being here, watching our sports show about baseball, by the way. If you're right now on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel, subscribe if you haven't done so already. We always love to see all of you here live. So make sure you sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss when we go live. Leave us a thumbs up. We always love that. And right now, if you're listening to us on your favorite audio podcasting app, subscribe there as well. Leave us a review. We always appreciate the feedback. If you haven't had a chance to grab a PHNX Diehard membership yet, you should do so now. Not only will you get a free piece of PHNX merch from the phnxlocker.com every year and 20% off all future purchases, you also get access to our members only Discord. You get Jesse's newsletter, full count, and all the newsletters for all of our writers around here. All the content is unlocked. You also get members only discounts with our partners. You get members only discounts and invites to events, members only merchandise, and so much more. Mountain Mike's gives you a $50 gift certificate right out of the gate. So right there, it's worth it to sign up for a diehard membership. Do it today over at gophnx.com and become part of our family. Also, check out BetMGM as we have teamed up with them this season, and we will be using them for our lines to make all of our picks. And of course, we'll have special offers for our listeners every single week. Don't forget to log on to the app every Saturday and Wednesday to claim your bonus bet on the house. Fans will automatically receive a bonus bet upon logging into their account. Bets expire after 72 hours, so don't wait. Bonus bets can only be used on any sports wager. So make sure to do that. Free money, free bets. Always a great time at the BetMGM app. And also a great time at the BetMGM Sportsbook over at State Farm Stadium, where we will be for our Knockout Nights Cornhole League on the first Friday of every month. There'll be food and beverage specials, giveaways, BetMGM prizes, and so much more. There will also be people that are way better at cornhole than me there. So show up. But Jesse and I will be there. We'll be broadcasting live from the BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium, doing this show on the first Friday of every month. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code PHNX. There's a few different offers depending on where you live. But for our Arizona peeps, you will get up to $100 in bonus bets on your first wager with BetMGM. Again, make sure you use bonus code PHNX. Check out the show notes for full details, and now listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Disclaimer, 21 plus to wager, visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. U.S. promotional offers not available in Washington, D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Colorado, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona, 1-800-522-4700, Kansas, Nevada, 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts, 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan.
Well, it is time once again for our Major League Baseball Power Rankings. So let's take a look at where the top 10 teams in baseball currently stack up. As you can see here, there is no change at the top for the Tampa Bay Rays, even though they got absolutely demolished in their game against the Blue Jays 20-1, because the Rays are still a very good team. And also, no aggregate scoring in baseball. It does not carry over to the next game. Jesse, Rangers here make a big leap up to number 2. Thoughts on that?
We have to start respecting the Texas Rangers, Derek. Yeah. We talked about them last week too, but the closer I looked at this, the more I was like, I don't think number 4 is high enough. I don't think number 3 is high enough.
Sure.
I wasn't quite ready to call them the best team in the league, because even though the Rays haven't played quite as good a baseball lately, I still think the Tampa Bay Rays are pretty clearly the best team overall in the league right now.
The Rangers just did it without pieces, and now those pieces have returned, and they're even stronger than they were before. So they are definitely a force to be reckoned with in the AL.
They have a run differential of plus 112, which is insanity at this point in the season. I mean, they're on pace to go like plus 350 by the end of the year, which literally is like averaging to win every game you play by more than two runs. That is completely unheard of. Their run differential is two runs shy of the Rays. The Rays are plus 114. The Rangers are plus 112. So just insane stuff from the Texas Rangers. There's some part of me that's a little bit skeptical just because I don't know if Adelis Garcia is going to drive in 175 runs like he's on pace to. Yeah, I don't know that Jonah Heim is like this star catcher that he appears to be. There are some guys there who are breaking out that we haven't really seen break out before. But the just raw performance that they've put out there is absolutely spectacular and I think deserves a lot of credit. I have both the Braves and the Dodgers falling one spot this week. Both of those teams are a little banged up right now.
And after what the is it what happened to the Dodgers? Because obviously with the Dodgers pitching being as limited as it is and them having to go to the minor league players that they've have, I feel like even though they won the series against the Braves, they deserve to be ranked under them. The Braves are still a more complete team, and I think the Dodgers are trending in the other direction, which obviously is a great thing for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, the Dodgers are just really banged up right now. Not having Julio Urias or Dustin May for the time being. Obviously, Walker Buehler is going to miss most or more likely all of this season for them as well. That's a huge blow to that team. Their starting rotation depth is really being tested. They've had to turn to Gavin Stone and Bobby Miller, who are two young pitching, exciting pitching prospects in the Dodgers organization. So we'll just kind of have to see where that goes for them. But there's a lot more volatility right now with that team than there normally is. Do I have the Orioles too low, Derek? They're 32-17 is number six.
You and I disagreed. Like, there's a lot of this that you and I agreed about. I had the Astros and the Orioles both a little bit higher. Maybe not nestled in between the Braves and the Dodgers. The Astros have just been playing incredibly well right now. They've been just smack, like their run differential as of late is really the reason why. But I mean, a lot of times power rankings, we don't want to get too crazy from one week to the next just because a team kind of broke out. I just feel like the Astros kind of turned it on, and now they are the team that I expect to see of them this year. Every team in the AL East deserves to be on this list, and I'm not. I mean,
You think the Red Sox too?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if the Blue Jays really deserve technically to be on here, but they're all just playing so well. It's hard not to have them on this list. The Yankees have been playing incredibly well.
Yeah.
The Orioles are just incredible. They're an incredible team, and I mean, the fact that the Rays still have such kind of a lock on that division right now, when the Orioles, like, it's just absurd. The AL East is just crazy right now.
It is. It's kind of interesting. The Red Sox are entering this series with the D-backs having lost four in a row. So they've actually struggled a little bit lately. And the Blue Jays, I think last week when we did this, were like 25-19 or something. Yeah. And now they're 26-25.
2-8 in their last 10 games.
Yeah. Which is, I still feel like the Blue Jays are a pretty good team. Alek Manoah has really struggled. That's been a big part of what's gone wrong for them this season. Their starting rotation hasn't been as steady as a lot of people expected it to be. I guess we should talk about the D-backs too. The D-backs, we have it at number eight on the list.
Yeah.
I had them number 10 last week. So even despite what happened on Wednesday and the fact that they probably could have a better record than they do, that we are ranking them as the eighth best team in the league, which is crazy 50 games into the season that they're at that level.
It doesn't feel like it's an overranking though. I feel like they deserve it. They have the third best record in the National League. I think that the games that they've lost were heartbreaking because they were in control of those games, right? That's the reason why we're mad about it. They were against opponents that the Diamondbacks could beat. But realistically, like we said before, the Phillies were in the World Series last year. I mean, should we really be putting the Phillies in that category of like the Diamondbacks should have swept them and there shouldn't have been a question about it, right? Like,
Trey Turner is just not going to be that bad of a player the whole year. I maintain that some not of the guys who are struggling over there, I think the Phillies will turn. I don't know if the Phillies are a playoff team, but I think the Phillies are a pretty respectable team that will you know, probably win more than they lose when it's all said and done.
The thing about the Diamondbacks is they feel like they are not afraid to make the moves that they need to make to get better, right? Somehow shedding themselves of Madison Bumgarner and that constant question once every 5 days about what version of Mad Bum are we going to see? Is he going to be able to go out there and be a competitive pitcher? Is he going to be able to give this team a chance to win?
Yeah. Like,
that was a tough decision, and it was a decision that, if I'm being honest, I never thought this team would actually make. So the fact that they did it just really shows how committed they are to, like, moving beyond the mistakes that were made in the past and trying to make this team right now in the now be a contender, be a winner. And that's why they deserve to be in the top 10, because their record is that the games they've lost were games that they should have won and were in control of. And I mean, hopefully as the season goes on, they know who they can rely on in the bullpen, and they know that they can, you know, turn those games around and not have that happen to them as often.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things unfold over the course of the year.
Basically, we're saying they should have gone almost basically undefeated on this 9-game road trip. Yeah. Is what we're saying.
I mean, and right? but that's sort of the case, right? Like they went, like it. It they felt went like six, it was possible. They went 6-3 on this road trip, which is a good road trip, but it sort of feels like they should be 8-1 because two of those losses were extremely, extremely winnable games. Yeah, the D-backs, the one thing I will say. Is the D-backs are only plus 15 from a run differential standpoint. So being 29-21 with a plus 15 run differential feels like the D-backs are maybe overperforming a few games. I think their Pythagorean win-loss expected record thing is 26-24 right now. So that says that they're overperforming by three games, which you can kind of see where that comes from. The D-backs are winning a lot of pretty close games, and the games that they are losing, I mean, obviously, they've lost a couple tough one-run games in recent weeks, but they also lost to the Pirates 13-3 last week, whereas they haven't really had as many blowout wins as they have losses. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just still blown away at the fact that we're talking about power rankings and that we're having a conversation about where in the top 10 to put the Diamondbacks.
It's a good feeling, right?
It's pretty crazy.
Well, I will say this, that the Diamondbacks do have still some tough decisions to make, and we're going to see how the Zach Davies situation plays out. But in the long term, having too many good arms is never a problem, and right now that might be the case for the Arizona Diamondbacks. But
Chris Sale against Brandon Fott is such a fascinating pitching matchup. I mean, it's like Chris Sale was a transcendent pitcher, not that long ago, right? And he's had all these injuries, and then Brandon Fott, one of the top pitching prospects in the game, but really struggling. Been better his last couple times out, so it's going to be fun. I'm excited for the weekend, seeing the Red Sox in town, and in particular that Friday game. Just seeing what Chris Sale, I've never seen Chris Sale pitch in person, so I'm excited to see what that looks like.
Well, another thing that you can do is make sure to check out our friends at OG's Brands if you want to have even more fun watching baseball or doing anything. I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend, and of course, I'm bringing very little clothes with me, and mostly just OGs, but you can check out OGs wherever you get your edibles at. They have a wide variety of doses, strains, and flavors. Whatever you're looking for, whatever you need, from microdoses to Sleep Edition gummies to even their Happy Balance branded gummies. They even have mixed bags now of fruit and their cream. So, of course, if you've always had to decide which one you want to get, decide no more. Now you can have the best of both worlds in one bag. With their watermelon, red apple, peach fruits mixed with their blackberries and cream, orange creamsicle, and peaches and cream flavors. They also have their pink lemonade flavor dropping on June 21st, which couldn't be better for summertime, a pink lemonade edible. Check out OG's online at ogsbrands.com and on Instagram at ogsbrands. You can also find their products at your local dispensary. Must be 21 years or older to purchase. Also, friends of Four Peaks, must be 21 years or older to purchase them as well, but they have a wide variety of beers for you to check out, whether it's wherever you get your beers or at their 8th Street Pub in Tempe. You can also win some tickets for some Diamondbacks games through our friends at Four Peaks. With their Four Peaks Four Seats promotion, one lucky winner will get four seats to an upcoming Diamondbacks game. Tickets come with D-Bucks, so you can grab some food and some wonderful Four Peaks beer for you to enjoy while watching some Diamondbacks baseball. Enter by going to @FourPeaksBrew on Instagram. The link is in our bio. And of course, in the chat, drop us what your favorite Four Peaks beer is. We always love hearing that. Check out @FourPeaksBrew or @FourPeaksPub to keep up with the latest at Arizona's hometown brewery. Again, must be 21 or older to drink Four Peaks, and please drink responsibly. However, the chicken tendies at the 8th Street Pub are for all ages. Good for all ages. If I had the same dilemma that we're about to talk about, I would be able to buy everybody chicken tendies. I would buy Jesse chicken tendies. I would buy Damon chicken tendies. The entire office would get chicken tendies on me anytime we went to the 8th Street Pub. And that's because there is a Drew Jones card in existence that is worth more money than what I owe on my home. And that's fine. It's fine. I'm okay with that. But it is a one of one, meaning it is the sole edition of this card in existence. It's by Bowman Baseball, which is a Topps brand of baseball cards. This card is a Super Fractor Auto, which means it is it's beautiful, it's shiny, and it has an autograph by Drew Jones on the card. I believe even when you get it, it is already sealed, potentially in plastic packaging around it like you would when you get cards graded, just because it's that rare of a
protect
card.
Protect it with your life, right?
Yeah, you absolutely protect this card. It is considered to be the rarest card of the 2023 Bowman baseball lineup, and they just so happen to have made it a Drew Jones baseball card, right?
Pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. I just can't imagine being Drew Jones and like knowing that there is a card that is worth more money than you're gonna make. $1 million for at some point when I have actually only played like 15 games as a professional. It's wild to me how card collecting works.
And signing bonuses aside, you're probably going to make less than that combined for the next 3 years as a minor league player.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So
significantly
and
less.
And that's just what the card is worth out of the packaging, right? So here's what we got. This card, the value on it, just literally when you open it, is $100,000. It's a six-figure value on the card from the minute you find it. However, Dave and Adams Card World, which is a baseball memorabilia store in Buffalo, New York, they have offered a bounty on the card of $250,000, a cool $250,000, should someone have found this card within 30 days of its release. It was released on April 26th. And then they had a crazier offer on top of that. Basically, they offered if you should take this deal instead of the $250,000, they would pay you $1 million for the card should Drew Jones make the Hall of Fame. Which right there,
are we really having this conversation right now?
I mean, that is just the craziest, like, that is the craziest addition to a deal I've ever seen. That is that little kicker of saying if you want to go for the $1 million, you have to wait until Drew Jones makes the Hall of Fame, which would require the person who pulls the card to wait, what, 20 plus years for that kind of money. And also you have the gamble there, right? Of, is it worth it to turn down $250,000 for the potential of Drew Jones reaching the Hall of Fame. Again, like Jesse said, a man who has played a handful of professional baseball games so far in his career. Someone has, in fact, pulled the card. It was another sports memorabilia company, Best of Ohio Sports Card. And according to their Instagram, they will not be pursuing the $1 million offer. However, they are considering the $250,000 offer, which I think is very smart.
Yeah.
Like I said, the card's worth $100,000 currently, but it's like a scratcher, you know what I mean? Or it's like a lottery ticket or something. Like,
yeah,
you open up this package, you have this card now, and you could literally, this piece of paper could turn into $250,000 for you, which is just life-changing money for so many people, right? And I say life-changing, you know, I know it's only $250,000, but still.
only a quarter of a million dollars.
Well, you're going to have people
now,
out
Derek.
There. Like, there's a Charizard card, right? That's worth, like,
millions and
millions of dollars, right? And I'm sure there's a couple of kids out there that absolutely hate themselves every single day they wake up because they sold their Charizard card for like $100 to some sports memorabilia card, you know, shop in their area. And they know what that card's worth right now. But
I mean, the $250K deal, like that seems pretty fair because the card you said has a current value of like $75,000,
yeah, right.
Like
so
that.
Like right out of the gate, it's worth $100,000.
And
you
if
have
you
no
sell
idea
it
how
for $250, then like you're already selling it for more than what it's currently worth.
Sure, sure.
Of course, that agency is betting that Drew Andrew Jones is going to be a very good player, as a lot of people are betting on, and that somehow in a decade, looking back on that, $250,000 is going to be a steal for a card that is literally a one of a kind. There is literally one of these in existence.
How do I know I'm going to live to see Drew Jones make the Hall of Fame? He's a young man, and I am not a young man, Jesse. Like, that right there alone is enough for me to take the 250 and run. But
yeah, I mean, I guess that might play into it.
Forget the $1 million offer. So, like, I'm with this company. Are you selling it for $250,000, or are you holding out to see if you could potentially get more money for it? And as a caveat, I also want you to explain, where are you going to keep this piece of paper that's worth $250,000? In a drawer in your house? In a safety deposit box that some fucking bank manager has a key to? Where are you keeping this absolute treasure for however long, if you decide to keep it?
Yeah, if it's me, I am absolutely taking my $250,000 and running. and that I would put in the bank so that I don't have to keep track of it. Yeah, that's just me personally. I'm sort of the type of person where, I mean, I'm always going to just sort of take the money and run in those kind of situations, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't fault someone for holding on to it. I mean, Drew Jones is a potentially transcendent player in this league. It's very, very early. The man has played 10 professional games.
And it's baseball.
He's in Visalia. He has Hillsboro, Amarillo, and Reno to go through before he gets to the big leagues. He also, Derek, hit 175 with a 483 OPS.
Give me that $250,000 right
now. It's sort of like,
money right now.
You can still be a believer in Drew Jones and that he will be a successful major leaguer in the long run and still take $250,000, even if the card might appreciate down the road. I also would not want the stress, going back to your earlier question, of finding a place like in my house or somewhere to store that thing. I feel like if the house caught on fire, I'd be like chasing after the Drew Jones card before anything else.
I am dying in that fire. Either I'm coming out with that card or I'm not coming out at all. That's the way that works. I have a collector's edition of the new Legend of Zelda game, Jesse, and that alone is so rare and hard to find currently that even that I think someone's going to break into my house and steal.
How much is the collector's edition of the new Legend of Zelda?
Are you talking about like MSRP?
Sure.
$130. Okay. So quite a different than $250,000. Quite a bit of different. But I still worry that someone's going to break into my house and steal my video game, Jesse. I couldn't imagine the stress of having that card in my house. But Connor Mormon says, not that I think Drew Jones isn't going to be great, but you got to take the $250,000 and run. Absolutely. Nicholas says, in this world, how do you not take $250,000 right now? I don't know the answer to that. And Reform Skid, unfortunately, says, I'm finally going to my first game this year. And of course, Zach Davies is pitching.
I love, going back to this whole thing, I love that The Athletic, which is a very reputable, very high quality journalism. Our friend Zach Buchanan, who used to be on the Diamondbacks beat, was asked to write a 2-paragraph blurb on whether or not Drew Jones will make it to the Hall of Fame when the man is literally just out of high school and has played 10 professional games and is currently on the injured list in low A.
He starts the paragraph with, it's almost impossible at this point to predict whether Jones will make the Hall of Fame. That's
pretty much
sentence.
The simple answer and pretty much all that needs to be
that's
said.
That would have been my paragraph. That would have been what I turned into my editor. Right,
yeah, just the one sentence. But he is the kind of player where he has all the tools, right? He has all the tools. I said the thing. Speaking of, Dalton Varsho apparently was pinch hit for.
He's trending right now on Twitter, Jesse. Dalton Varsho is trending.
Blue Jays fans are having a hard time deciding whether they love Dalton Varsho and think he will turn it around and are very angry that he was pinch hit for, or whether they don't think he can hit and
Lourdes and Gabby.
Yeah, I guess. But yes, going back to what I was saying, Drew Jones, incredible arm, incredible ability to field. His hit tool is maybe the thing that's in the most degree of question right now. People maybe aren't so comfortable knowing exactly how that will pan out in the long term, but it's still above average, even though there's some volatility there. The raw power is off the chart. So, I mean, if you're going to, it's crazy to talk about a kid who's 18 years old possibly making the Hall of Fame, but on paper, he has all of the tools in order to maybe get there one day.
And as you know, games aren't played on paper. They're played inside of television sets. Right. Speaking of television sets, I did want to thank you guys for being here. Gabriel Ferreira in the chat said, just spent the last hour cleaning a flooded bathroom. How's y'all's day going? Better than yours, Gabriel.
Yikes.
Better than yours.
Yikes.
Yeah, and then Michael in the chat threw up Varsho's OPS, which is currently 653.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not great.
Not great. We're not ready to declare a winner in that trade, but of course we all know who won that trade. Wink. if you want to win, though, you want to have a good team around you, you should check out Foco.com, because that is where you will get this guy who still rocks the King Snake around his shoulder, little Cattell Marte. You got Mask Cattell. He's not for sale, but this guy is Cactus League. Jesse's still trying to figure out who that player is, but Foco has a wide variety of pieces of artwork like these little guys next to us, and they are a leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment collectibles and merchandise. Of course, they have the best officially licensed gear for all sports and fandoms, including your Arizona sports love. It's spring. It's baseball season. They got straw hats, aloha shirts, polos, bags, everything you need to be ready for the summer and to be ready to go watch some baseball games. And of course, Foco has honored us with some of these beautiful little guys. So you can show them some love, give them some love back. Foco always has our back for Arizona sports, and they have your back as well. Get the best gear around by visiting www.foco.com and using code PHNX. For all non-presale items, use the promo code PHNX, and you will get 10% off. And if you want some more sales, some more discounts, go to More Furniture. Tell them Jesse sent you. They'll take you directly to the Chase Lounge section. No questions asked. They'll be like, say less, fam. Chase Lounges are over here. But you can check out all the other stuff they have there, too. You don't have to just get a Chase Lounge. Tables, couches, beds, furniture, whatever you need over at morefurniture.com. Go to check out their showroom, and they will bring the stuff directly to you with their white glove delivery service, just like we received here at our office. Don't lift a finger, let them help you out. And of course they know how to pivot that couch and get it in the door the right way. So, shout out to them for furnishing our studios. And of course, thanks to them for always having Chase Lounges in stock for Jesse. You can save big on the best furniture in the Valley when you head to morefurniture.com.
I can't fit them in my place at this point, but I like to go over there and just look at them.
Yeah.
And, you know, sit on them, lay on them.
Jesse gets thrown out of More Furniture quite a bit.
I do.
Out for too long. It gets weird. Yeah. They have to come tell him, like, dude, you need to buy something or you need to keep moving. But they won't judge you that way. They're just sick of him being in there every day when we finish doing this show.
Can I say one more thing about the starter situation?
I would love it if you did.
So one interesting possibility that I think we should at least mention is, instead of going to a six-man rotation, which is sort of what this looks like, the D-backs could opt to use, say, Tommy Henry on back of one of the other starters. So you could have an interesting thing where you have, like, I don't know, Zach Davies goes four innings or whatever in his first start back, and then maybe you have a guy like Tommy Henry pitch on back of him and go a couple of innings after that.
Almost like a bullpen start in a way.
Sort of. Yeah, sort of.
Not quite a starter, but something like that.
Yeah, there's some value in having like a lefty who pitches on back of a righty. So Tommy Henry sort of makes sense for that role. Just a possibility. That would be something the D-backs could do in order to avoid the six-man rotation. It would move everyone up a day so that they're on a little bit more normal rest. So that's at least something that we should be looking out for. But the D-backs have only announced starters, like we said earlier, through the end of the weekend, through Sunday. So we don't know what their plan is for Tommy Henry or Ryan Nelson at this point. But we'll talk with Torrey Lovello tomorrow before the game and see if we can get some more info on this.
And yeah, the Diamondbacks are going to be back here at Chase Field. Jesse will be out there covering
10 it. Days in a row,
ten
Derek.
Days 10
days in a row.
10 beautiful days in a row. Monday, I will actually be back, and we are going to switch things up a little for you guys next week. Since they're playing on Monday in the afternoon when we would normally be doing our show, we're going to do a post-game show on Monday, so make sure to join us for that. I will be coming fresh off of 4 days drinking in Las Vegas, so let's see if I make it. And let's see how sunburned I am and how dry my skin is. But
wear sunscreen, Derek. It's
I don't simple. Do that, Jesse. That,
this is a preventable problem.
No, absolutely not. I refuse to be an adult in any way, take care of myself in Las Vegas. But I will say that very excited to see what this Diamondbacks pitching staff can do against the Boston Red Sox. And, of course, good time to be playing them because, like Jesse said, they've kind of limped in here a little bit. Diamondbacks should still be a little angry. There should still be a little fire burning in them from that loss, and hopefully we see them take it out on the Boston Red Sox. And then four games against the Colorado Rockies after that. So things keep rolling around here. We got you covered, so keep it locked right here to PHNX for all your D-backs news. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. Our producer is at Damon Dog with a D-A-W-G at the end, and a little woo. Of course, our show is at @PHNX_DBacks, but all roads lead to at @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's all we got, guys. Hope you guys have a wonderful day off. Diamondbacks play baseball tomorrow. Don't know what we're going to do with ourselves, but we'll figure something out around here. On behalf of this crew, we appreciate your time. We thank you so much. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you go to a six-man rotation. Let's do it, Jesse.